You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, so here's a fun question for you. What if someone got your iPhone? What would they learn about you? Right there.
My iPhone?
What would they learn about you if they got your iPhone? The first thing they'd
realize.
I'm
going to have to stop working here. I'd have to stop working. I'd have to find another place to work.
Is that bad, Jay?
I'd have to come to Steve and go, hey, man, look, it's been nice.
They got my iPhone.
They got my iPhone. and Steve would go, I understand.
Yeah. He barely understands.
If you get in my cloud, I've been trying to find my cloud. If you get in my cloud, it's pretty much a wrap. I'm done. If your career is over. It's gonna rain that day.
Done time. It's finished.
But the question is, what would they learn about you? Why is it a wrap?
It's just a lot in that cloud. It's a lot.
Well, for me, it's not so much other people. It's some things I'm doing that once they saw that, I mean, it's woo.
What? I think. Get your friend.
I had to wait till we come back. I ain't got enough time.
All right. We'll be back in 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, before we left, we were talking about if someone picked up your iPhone, what would they learn about you? Would it embarrass you?
You know, I think the most shocking thing about finding my iPhone
would be
the contacts. I think people would go, how did he know all these bishops? And he cussed as much as he cussed. What? How he got...
It would be embarrassing.
He got all it. No, it'll be embarrassing.
Archbishops.
I'm talking about dog. Famous ministers, man.
Rabbis.
And when I run into a situation, man, dog, I got rabbis in my phone. I ain't gonna lie, man. I mean, I got some big boys, man. I got Islamic leaders in my phone, man. I got big pastors and Christians. I'm talking about, listen to me, man, top level. I'm talking about people go, wait a minute, you have whose number?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they know you talk like this? Yeah. I try not to let them hear.
But surely you do not curse in front of the pastor.
I have.
That's a shame.
I have. I've cussed in front of Bishop T.D. Jakes before a lot of times. He just laughed.
He can preach. Lord.
Yeah. Oh, man, let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me tell you. Here's a true story. Here's a true story. We were at Glenn Staples Church in the Baltimore area. Mm-hmm. And I was a speaker that day. I didn't know that Bishop Jakes was a speaker on the show. I didn't know. So I spoke, you know, not no Christian message. I just spoke, thanked him for having me. And Bishop Jake was next. So I'm sitting there with the dude that used to cut my hair. And Bishop started talking. And then he started preaching. We're sitting on stage. We're in the pulpit now. And the dude next to me, he taps me and he said, dog, I'm crying. I mean, he said, dog.
Is I'm
dog. Dog. Is, no, that's what he said. He from Mississippi.
Say, am I crying?
No, he didn't say that. No, he from Mississippi. Tears, I mean, his face was soaking wet. He tapped me. I'm emotional. I turn around, I look dead at him. He said, dog, I'm crying. I said, yeah, you crying? He said, man, I can't stop. This the coldest dude I ever seen, man.
Ooh, you can preach.
And when Bishop Glenn Staples brought him on stage, he said, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you the greatest preacher of all time. You know, you hear that. But let me tell you something, man. I kid you not. Bishop T.D. Jakes is the greatest preacher I've ever heard. If you want to talk about preachers, this is that dude, dog.
Yes, all right, sir. Steve. We'll be back to do our last break of the day. And, of course, you'll have some closing remarks at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry. The world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.